Good evening. It's really an honor to be here. I don't get too many invitations to speak in Lakewood, that's for sure. And I'm very, very, very privileged to have such a choshev olam here. We definitely live in times of serious need and serious issues. Worry, anxiety seems to be prevalent wherever you go. Some people think the answer immediately is medication. Sometimes it helps, sometimes it doesn't. It's certainly a lot more expensive and probably dangerous than the age-old methodology that we find in Yahadus. And it's that methodology which I'd like to talk about a little bit this evening. It's really a two-step process. It's emunah and bitochon. A person who's fortified with a deep and deeply felt sense of emunah and bitochon also really faces the world's problems with a whole different attitude. First of all, doesn't worry. In fact, Rashi defines Vishavtem Lovetach Ba'artzichem. Lovetach, Rashi says, Shloi Tidagu. Bitochen means the absence of worry. That's all it is. It's a pill, but it's real. It's not a chemical. It's a koyach in the bria. Something that's very beneficial. If you don't worry, Menuchas HaNefesh. And much to the contrary of what some would have us believe, it's a formula to achieve and accomplish and get the things that we want. There are many people who claim to represent different opinions about this. I'd be happy to discuss that. In fact, we're happy to discuss anything. This is really an open forum. This is, you know, not a speech. Well, whatever. But seriously, anyone has any conversation, it's always welcome. I think that there's a toast, noishenes, nisazur chobedas b'nei odom. I don't know if anyone's familiar with that language, but that's the language in the Chazon Ish. And the toast, noishenes, that I'm referring to is the misinterpretation of the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish seems to say on the surface that there's an old mistake that has taken root in Das B'nei Odom in the Musag of Bitochin. And he says, the Musag of Bitochin, they believe it's Kechoyvo Lahamin, B'chol Mikra Shepoge Sha'odom, whatever faces a person in life, whatever difficulties, whatever challenge, Bevada Yiyatoiv, it's going to be good. He says, and this Hoiro Bim Bitochin is Eino Nechino. Who knows the Mishpatei Hashem? How can a person be sure that everything's going to be good? We don't know what's in store for us. In the Lashon of the Rishonim, the Lashon of the Ramban, and others, Shema Gora Machet. We don't know. Maybe we're not worthy, so how could we have Bitochem? And the problem is that this interpretation, and I call it that advisedly. Explanation is what you draw out from the text. Interpretation is what you put into the text. X and in. This interpretation seems to go against everything that we find. The Gemara in Brochus, where the Mishnah says, "Ham tzoeg l'shaov ha'rezu tfila shov," gives two examples. He's not allowed to say al yispal al yoimar yehirotzin shelo yehi b'toch beisi, because ma'ida hava. If his house is burning, he hears the fire engines raging, then it's burning, and if it's not burning, it's not. So you can't say shelo yehi b'toch beisi. Zok the Gemara, Tana Rabbona, and Ma'ase b'Hilal Azokin, Shabbat Derech, Kol Azokim was coming. Bishoma kol tzvocha be'ir. And he heard this same kol tzvocha that the Mishnah refers to and says, you can't be mispal because it's tzoyek lishov or rezut filashov. Ve'omar, muvtach ani she'in zeh b'toich beisi. I'm batuach that this is not in my house. And the Gemara is matzdik his bitochen with a posuk mishmur o lo yiro nochen libo b'toch b'ashem. Clearly, in the Gemara, Hillel HaZoken comes and says he was batuach that it's not in his house. And if you look at the Meiri, you'll see clearly that it's not that Hillel was traveling the whole time with his bitochen that his house will not burn down. That could be, but that's not the way the Meiri learns it. I don't think others learn that way either. But he heard the kol tzvocha, batuach ani she'in zeh b'toich beisi. Vaistois, that the koyach habitochin can even go in areas where the koyach hatfila would be limited. I'm batuach she'in zeh b'toich beisi. How does it work? Vaistois, first of all, I don't ask such kashas under Rabbeinu Shel Olam, but maybe what he does is he knows who's going to be the Baal Bitochen under what circumstance, and he's Mesabev the Sibus that to the one who will rise to the occasion to have Bitochen, it's not going to happen to him. That's his problem. But Batuach Ani Shein B'Tzoich Beisi, the Bitochen works even B'Shas Maisa like that. The Goyin actually asks the question. The Goyin says, we find Tzadikim suffer. It's a reality. Tzadik v'raloi seems to be, it's a machlokes rishonim, whether it's a teva or whether it's just a hefkerus. In other words, tzadik v'raloi v'rosh v'tevla means things are just mixed up. Or maybe that's the norm. Tzadik v'raloi, tzadikim suffer. He says, how could Hillel be batuach she'ein zeh b'toich beisi? So he says, everything depends on the level and the focus of bitchoino b'ashem. That's the going in the Imre, what's it called? Imre Bina? Imre. The Pirusha going on Brochus. What? Imre Noyam. Thank you. Who said that? Okay, good. All right. Anyway, so the Klor, the going, the Meiri, the Gemara. David HaMelech! David HaMelech! Ho'iro einai peni sharam oves! Va'ani b'chastecho botachti. Yogel libi bishu osecho. L'man zeh bitochu nzok to Eben Ezra. My heart will rejoice in the Yeshua. He's sure the Yeshua is going to come. Or Shira Hashem, that's from Chaim Zor, Ki Gomel Alai, Hallel, we can only say after the fact. But Bitochen, before the fact. So what's the Chazanish talking about? Und wieder, the Chazanish himself, at the end of that whole Maimar on Bitochen, says, Yeshua, maybe that's a Bitochen. That something, a Ruach Uiz, mi Bifnim, is Mevasroi, that Hashem's going to help him. He brings from Imtachane Olai Machane Lo Yiro Libi. He says, and everything depends on the level of the Baal Bitochen V'Rav Kodesh. It seems very clear from the Chazon Ish that the Tos Noishenes is the Musag HaBitochen is Kechoivo Lehaamin. It's not a Chiv on everyone, according to the Chazon Ish. I have reasons to believe that the Chofetz Chaim held it was a chiyuv too, because he writes this level of bitochen to the soldiers in one of his sforim. But that's besides the point. He says, that's a toast. It's not kechoyv olahamin. Why? Because it's not rational. Bitochen is not rational. That's what the Rishonim said, the Ramban says, and others say, kol haboiteach ma'amin. Anyone who has bitochen has to have emunah. Because if you don't have a munah and you don't believe that there's a Rabbeinu Shalom and that he's Mashkiach and Beprotius and that he's the Kol Yochol and that he cares and that all of the, you know, and he's Baal Rachamim and this, then how is it Shaykh Bitochen? Who are you trusting? What are you trusting? Why are you trusting? So that can't be. But he says, love Kol Hamamin Boiteach. But just because you're a Mamin, it doesn't mean you're Boiteach. Sheva Goram Achet. Yes, I believe in Hashem, and I believe in His Kirchis, I believe in His Rachamim, and His Chesed, and everything. But maybe I don't deserve it. And therefore, I can't bring myself to have Bitochen. So the Chazon Ish seems to say, it's not a Chiyuv. It's intellectually difficult, and therefore, the Torah wasn't Mechayev us to reach this level of surety. However, that's certainly a Madrega of Bitochen. It's not even the highest Madrega. But it's definitely a madrega, and the tos neishenis is only if you medayek in the loshes kechoyvo lahamin. That's the tos neishenis. It's not a choyvo. It's a reshus. It's a madrega. It's something we should strive for, and it's something that can have a tremendous impact on our lives. So in order to just open this whole discussion up, and I hope it will be a discussion, is the Rav Avraham ben Arambam, in his Sefer HaMaspik Lo'evli Hashem, has a whole maimer on Bitochen, and besides the Chazon Ish's level, which is Ein Mikre Lefonov, that's like the lowest level. I know there's no accidents. It also gives a certain level of Menuchas HaNefesh. There is a certain level of Sheloi Tidagu, because the greatest fear is accident. Accident. Something just going to happen haphazard. Who knows? But Nuf, I know it's all Min HaShemayim. It's all the Rebbeinu Shalom. And I know His Chesed. And I know His Hatov. And I know His Rachamim. All right? So I don't know what's going to happen, but I know I'm in good hands. That's a Mikra Lefonov. The next level, he says, is he calls that Kivui. Kivui means hoping. And he says there are four lishonos. We say it in Tilim all the time. Kivui, Yichul, Chikui, and Tzipio. All different variations, I'm sure, in the Lashon HaKodesh, there's nuances there, of hope. Mechakim, Mitzapim, Miyachalim, and Mekavim. These are all different forms of hope. And he says, this is the next level of Bitochen. Here, I'm not sure what's going to happen. But I sure as shooting, I'm not giving up hope. I'm not going to be Meyayish. And no matter afilu cherev chodo munach al tzavoro shel odom al yimna atzmo val yisyayish min harachamim. Not going to be rach. Kivui. Agaf, it seems that kivui itself, and yichul itself, and tzipio itself, and chikui itself, have a koyach to help us to get what we wait, what we wait for. Because the Pasuk says, Hine ein Hashem el Yireyov, lam yachalim lechastoy, and the Chofetz Chaim was medayek, and it's much more like that from the Radak too. There's two kitas. There's the Yirey Hashem that Hashem looks favorably on, and there's the meyachalim lechastoy that are not necessarily Yirey Hashem. And he's, what does he do for them? Lahatzim imov esnav shom lechayim som barov. So chikui and kivui, these are powerful weapons. But it's not 100%. The menuchas nefesh is much greater. If I know a mikra lefonov, okay, but I'm a little bit worried. I don't know. I'm not such a tzaddik. I know kivui. I refuse to give up hope. When you refuse to give up hope, there's something there. There's like, makes you feel much better. There's much. It reduces the anxiety, the daiga. But the Sefer Ikrim writes that kivui, when you're not sure, is also a source of anxiety. It's very interesting. I think the pshat, what he means is that sometimes when you refuse to give up hope and things are not happening, you generate anxiety. Or like, you give up hope, it's over, finished, okay, let's get on. Let's move on, next case. But no, I refuse to give up hope. But it didn't happen. When's it going to happen? One, two, three, four, I'm waiting 15 years? So, it's not so push it. So it, on the one hand, kivui can bring a menuchas hanefesh. On the other hand, it can also generate some. So we'd like to go a little bit higher to another level. Agav, just let me.
In that step, you're not able to calm down that anxiety in the kivui.
Well, you are to us. No, it's
totally by that madriga kivui.
So it's a mixed bag. In other words, you have to focus on the kivui and to, hey, come on, I'm optimistic, I'm positive, I'm waiting, but there is a tzad shlili there. There is a tzad shlili. You have to avoid that tzad as much as you can.
But it's
an asoyan, because I'm waiting. There many people will tell you, I'd rather give up, forget about it, write it off, and I'll have, at least that I won't worry about. You know, at least this one I'm not going to have to worry anymore. So it's a balance. So let's go. But Agav, I just want to mention about Tzipio. Help me. Where it says, who says it? I saw it a few places, that there's a special schus. We're looking for schusim. No, we want to make things happen. Anybody here who doesn't want to get what he wants, please leave now. So this is what we're looking for. I mean, and there's nothing wrong, by the way. Nothing wrong at all. In fact, if you want to know what's right about it, let me tell you what's right about it. Excuse the interlude. As the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, "Asei ritzoyne kirtzoynecho, kedei sheyase ritzoyncho kirtzoynei." Do the rotzon Hashem as if it was your rotzon. That's a very high level. That's what the Avos Avraham Avinu is. Hashem wanted him to shecht verotzon lishchoyto yisoy kedei lasis ritzoynecho. It's a very lofty level to do the rotzon Hashem as if it was my rotzon. Why should you do that? Kedei sheyase ritzoyncho kirtzoynei. That he should do your rotzen as if it was his. I want a couple of bucks. I want a new car. I want this. I want a vacation. I want a new house. I want this. I want to get the mortgage. I want to pay the mortgage. Whatever it is. Asei ritzoyno kirtzoynecho kedei sheyase. Reach this high, lofty madrega of ritzoyno kirtzoynecho in order that Hashem should take care of all your ritzoynos with the full kaviyochel passion as if it was his rotzen. This is poshut. That's what he wants. It's a toast to believe, l'daiti, and it's clear from so many mekuyros, that all Hashem wants is the hanoah and olam haba. Olam chesed yibone, HaKadosh Baruch Hu only wants to be meitiv in every way possible. Every hanoah, the Yerushalmi says that if there was a permissible hanoah in the world and we didn't partake in it, we're osid litnes adin. That's scary. It's geschmack too, but it's scary. That's it. Hatova, hatova, chesed, chesed. In fact, this world is a very chosh of a focus because most people don't have the patience just to wait for the next world. In fact, I have a piece that was recently sent to me from Rav Shach, where he writes about how, since in this generation, it's the outside world that's so focused on pleasure and fun and the immediate instant gratification. He says that if we present a life of Torah and Mitzvahs as a life of Mesiras Nefesh for the next world, he says, the sikuyim, the chances of success, are very, very minimal. Nobody wants that. Nobody has the patience to wait for the next world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have that patience either, Kava Yochel and Chulik, talking like that. He wants to be mative in every way. That's why all the Hanoah of this world, that's why everything. And the Kuzri says he wants us to make Birchas Hananin, that's why they were misaken it. So we should get more Hanoah, because you appreciate it more. I take this fruit and I say, Boyre Prio Eitz Bishvili. Don't say Bishvili when you make the Brocha. I don't know why not, but that's besides the point. But Lamaisa, it's... appreciate it. Don't take it for granted. Have more hanor. So, anyway, so asei ritzoynoi kirtzoynecho, kedei sheyase ritzoyncho kirtzoynoi. Because that's really what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. He wants to be able, he's looking for an excuse. What's the excuse? You don't deserve it. So what can I get? Teres is mida kedeged mida. I now earned it. Because I did ritzoyncho kirtzoyni. Now I have a nuschus. I'm talking not the person that's zoyche to have ritzoynoi kirtzoynecho. But I have a new schus now, mida keneged mida, because I do ritzoyne kiritzoyne, ritzoyne kiritzoyne, he'll do ritzoyne kiritzoyne. Wow, what a way to get everything we want in life. So don't think HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to give us. Ad kedei kach, at Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, you know, it's a famous story that had a machlekes with the Rashash about whether bitochen helps on luxury. All right, are we holding by luxuries over here? Is that what we're talking about? I'm not sure. Lakewood, I don't know what. Anyway, but Lemaisa, he says, the Rasha says, no, only for the tzrochim of life, not for luxury. No, bitochen, that koyach is not, you know, we find it by Hillel, that's Ein Zeh B'Teich Beisi, that was suffering, we find it by Parnos of Eseches Yodecha, we find it by other things, but luxury is not. Rabbi Yisrael held it was by luxuries, by anything. Kedei sheyase ritzoyin chakir tzoyinoy. And Rabbi Yisrael said, I'm going to prove it to the Rasha. It's a famous story, you know that. Says, I'm going to have bitochen, I'm going to have a gold watch. And sure enough, there's this storm at sea, and there was a captain who panicked, and he didn't know what to do. He had achrayus for the whole ship and all of its passengers. So he gets on the deck, and he says, Ribbeinu Shalaylam. He says, if you let us get through this storm, then the first port that I dock in, I'm going to give my gold watch to the rabbi. Bekitsa, the sea calmed down, and they docked in the port, and he searched out the rabbi, and he comes into the Rashash, and he presents him with a gold watch. And the Rashash says, it doesn't belong to me. Go bring it to Reb Yisrael Salanta. B'tochen helps on luxury, too. So this is a koyach that we have. So don't think it's cheap, and don't think it shouldn't be, and don't think we're working against the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. This is one of his methods to get us there. And kivui is a schus, that because of the kivui we can get there. Oh, so that's why I start to say it. Forgive me. So they say that when a person says, when you say the words in es tzemach tov lishuoscho kivinu kol hayoim, that it means kivinu kol hayoim, not kol yoim, all day long. This is why I'm waiting for Yeshua, waiting. If a person focuses on a tzora that he has, that's a schus that he should be able to be alleviated from that tzora. Push it because he's focusing his bitochen on the tzora. It's an amirdik koyach. Okay, kivui. What's after kivui? So the Rav Avraham ben Arambam says the next level is bikush. Bikush means that, it seems to mean at least, that not only am I sure that it's all up to Hashem, not only am I hoping and refusing to give up hope, mechake, metzapim, and meyachil, and mekaveh, but I'm also begging. I have the right address. I know who to talk to. It's not just a hope that I stand here in the middle of the midbar and just hope, may I and Yobu Ezri. Huh, Ezri me Hashem. I'm turning, I'm evakish. That adds a dimension to the kivui, because it's a kivui with a business plan. I got a plan. I'm going to be mevakish. And bikush and kivui together is a winning combination. But then he says there's another level that's even higher than that. That level he calls bitochin. That's botuach. I'm sure. I've reached the level where I am confident that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to let me down. I think it's very important to point out that the lumdis of this level is not that I stand here and I say like this, I know Hashem is not going to let me down and I'm going to get my new car. No. It goes the way David HaMelech said, "Vani b'chastecho botachti." My trust is in your chesed. Not my trust is in the car. My trust is in your chesed. I trust your chesed so much. And I know that you know how much this means to me. And I know that your whole tachlis in the Bria is to do chesed, oilam chesed yiboneh. And I know that Bereishis Bor Elokim, you created the world with mishpat, only because mishpat is the greatest chesed, because there won't be nama de kisufa. Because when I earn what I get, I feel better about it. Bitochen is hard enough to be considered an earning. In fact, it's probably harder than earning a living. To really have that bitochen and refuse to shake and be confident beyond any question that's the way it is. I trust that all you want to do is chesed, all you're about is chesed, that's you, that's what you did, that's the purpose which you created the world. Because I have that bitochen in your chesed, something emotionally connects with my heart and says, my heart's already rejoicing that it's going to happen. I just feel it in my bones. I just feel it in my kishkas. I just know, I just sense, I just feel, I know you're not going to let me down. Not intellectual. And since it's not intellectual, that's why the Chazon Ish said that it's that you can't be machayev, kechoy v'laham is a toast, because it's not intellectual. If it was intellectual, there could be a chiyuv to believe. But it's not intellectual, it's emotional. So we take from the b'tochin b'chesed Hashem and internalize that I'm so confident in your chesed and I know how much you know how much it means to me. David HaMelech used a different nusach. He says, "Olikai b'cho botachti in chofei b'cho botachti aleivoisho." He says, "I trusted you. Don't let me be embarrassed." Imagine how embarrassing it is. How embarrassing! Oh, you trust you. Oh, you trusted Hashem. You fool! Not rain of us to be. You trust Hashem. What? So David HaMelech used that too as a means of getting the Rabbeinu Shalom to respond to that bitochen. But bitochen is an emotional battle. It's taking that intellectual realization and internalizing it. It's taking the hakorah in the chesed Hashem and internalizing it emotionally in that specific, I just feel that you're not going to let me down. I'm a mela. I'm confident I'm going to get the thing I want. It doesn't start with confidence in the thing I want. It starts with confidence in the Chesed Hashem. And Mamela, that brings me emotionally to be able to get what I want.
What's that? It didn't happen the whole last year, so why should it change now?
Like,
come out of this year, and I decide, what changes? What that, there was the chesed Hashem, everything was going on before, no? And I didn't get what I needed.
You have to change. So sorry to disappoint you.
What do I have to do?
Like, what?
I'll tell you. All the chesed Hashem loves me, Hashem wants to give.
No, I'll tell you in a moment as soon as I finish. All right? One second.
Who said necessarily it's a chesed, what you want?
What's that?
Who said, I want a new car.
Oh, very good, very good. So, let me ask a question. That's true.
I'm glad if anyone needs a new car, it's me.
But wait a second. But you know something? One of the questions is, which by the way, nobody seems to say that. It's very interesting. They all say, Shema Gorem Achet, maybe I don't deserve it. Maybe it's not for my benefit, right? The Teres is, if you're a true Baal Bitochen, and you put your trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you internalize that to the extent that you're confident that He's going to give it to you, if it wasn't for your good before, it will become for your good now. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't kol ma de'ovid rachmanu le'tavovid, and He'll be mahapichit for your good, and we know that He could do that. He could take the worst of situations and turn it around to make it the greatest thing that ever happened. And that's part of the schus of the Baal Bitochen.
No, but let's say something's not good for my ruchnius. That's totally in me.
He can make it good for your ruchnius too. Do you know something? Please don't get any ideas. But sometimes ruchniustic challenges are the best thing for the ruchnius. Part of the problem with ruchnius is it's stagnant. It stagnates. We leave it like this. This is the way I am, and this is the way I'm. You know, I must tell you, when I moved many years ago from Los Angeles to New York, this has nothing to do with Lakewood. Los Angeles to New York, I felt like in New York the attitude was, we don't need you here. I mean, not that I thought anyone needs me there, but like, you know, we've made it. We're the establishment. We can't go any higher. In LA, I thought, my being there was elevating the community. You know, and here. So, Lemaisa, we're not there yet. We have where to go. Let me just finish this one more point. I don't want to get to his point, which I think is relevant to your point, okay? So just give me a moment. There's a higher level, the highest level. Maybe some of you here can reach that level. I never met anyone who did yet, but I'd be happy to interview anyone who does get to that level. And that is what David HaMelech said, Chesed u'mishpot oshira. David HaMelech said, the Gemara Darshan in Brochas, al chesed oshira, val mishpot oshira. By David HaMelech, there was no Dayan HaEmes. There was HaToiv HaMeitiv on everything that happened. Imagine that. Facing a tragedy and saying HaToiv HaMeitiv. Because chesed u mishpot oshira. I could say the same halal al chesed as on mishpot. That's a very high level of confidence in Hashem's chesed. That's a level that has such a confidence in Hashem's chesed. Not that I know that it's all for my good. That's on the lower level. Everything Hashem does is letav. But I feel it. It's the same thing to me. If you give me a kiss or you give me a patch, it's exactly the same thing. It's the same identical expression of Hashem's love. That's a very high level. And just to lagshim, to concretize this level a little bit, the Hasidim have a beautiful story about Reb Zisha. You know the story they tell about Reb Zisha, that they said, they asked the Baal Shem, what does it mean, smechem bi yisurim? So he says, go find this Reb Zisha and ask him, he'll tell you. Finally, they traveled, they found Reb Zisha, he was mamish living in poverty, they came out, it was tzaris and a kleida and a sickly man, he could barely move, and he looked like a man of meduka be yisurim from ever. And they asked him, they sent us to you to tell us, what does it mean, smechem be yisurim, to rejoice with yisurim? And he looked at them and he says, I don't know why they sent you to me, I never suffered a day in my life. If we could reach that level, but it's not so simple. Chesed or mishpat oshira. But let's go before that. Let's deal with your question, sir. Okay? So I think that I'd like to share with you a little story. Okay? It's a Maisa Shehoya, and I think it has a very significant message. One of my children was teaching a number of years ago in Los Angeles, and the school where they were teaching brought a speaker. A retired army person, Israeli army, about tshuva. And he was telling about how during the Yom Kippur War in 73, there were maybe 10 or 15 boys left on the Suez Canal. Everybody went home for Yom Kippur and was completely unprotected. All of a sudden, they see hundreds of Egyptians wading through the canal, all armed with their weapons and whatever they had and this, and it was all over. They had 10, 15 little young kids there, and that was it. That's goodbye. All of a sudden, the Mitzrim pull up their hands like this. They surrender. They didn't know what hit them. What's going on over here? And of course, they took them in. Whatever they did, they took their arms. One of them asked one of the Mitzrim, he said, what happened? He says, what are you talking about? Didn't you see coming down from the hills hundreds upon hundreds of tanks and armored this and that? And we knew we were outnumbered, we were outpowered, we had no choice, we had to surrender. Nishke shtoigen and nishke floigen. There was nothing there. It was all their imagination. So my daughter walks over to this speaker after and says, is that what inspired you to become a Baal Tshuva? He says, no, absolutely not. It passed me right by. Didn't even pay attention to it. Yeah, they were a little, maybe they were, you know, smoking something. Who knows? That's all. So she persevered. What did inspire you to become a Baal Tshuva? He says, years later, I was sitting at a lecture, and the lecturer told over that story. I was there. That was me. That's how I became a Baal Tshuva. It's focus, Rabbi Yisai. It's focus, Reb Dovid. It's focus. If we listen to a lecture, if we listen to a story, it's like listening to a Boba Meister. If we take it and internalize it and focus on it, and that's what we call Limud HaMusar, and Limud HaMusar is Spilus. Again and again, take it from here to here, which is the longest distance in the world. Take it from here to here. Take it from wherever you want, but get it here. And we work on it, and we focus again and again and again and again and daily, and that's what makes the difference. That's the difference. Speeches are dime a dozen. You don't need speeches. Don't waste your time with speeches. It's a question of focus. It's a question of internalizing. And the truth of the matter is, and just another point, which I think is very important too. Not only do we have to internalize the message of Bitochen, we have to internalize the emunah as well. Emunah? What are we talking about? I sing Animamin every day. Well, not every day, but yeah, Animamin. Some people say it, mumble it every day. Animamin. Animamin be'emunah shleima. All the Yud Gimel Ikrim. Avadan, avadan. What do you want for my life? Let's go back 3,329 years, okay? Moshe Rabbeinu. No, that's not 29 years. 3,300. And 3,200, deduct 40 years from the 3,329 and figure it out. What?
Just before you go to this
thing. It'll take me that long to figure out the numbers. What?
No, I just, so you're saying that all this Chesed Hashem and everything with Bitochen, it's all happened last year before I started focusing it. But it doesn't. There's something in the Bria that Hashem says that in order to make it start working,
Wait. I'm sorry. Maybe I misunderstood you before. Let's get a few things straight. Number one, in this world, you get what you deserve. That's the problem. We don't want what we deserve. Now, let's ask another question. I asked a few questions so far. Does anyone here want just what they deserve and no more? Okay, so we want more than we deserve, right? That's what that's why we're here tonight. We're not here to get what we deserve. What you deserve?
Nice to know what we deserve.
What's that?
It would be nice to know what we deserve.
Okay, that's something else. But whatever it is, you'll get it. So that's not what you want. You're not here to get what you deserve. You can leave right now and you'll get the same thing, which you deserve. Maybe you deserve less for walking out in the middle. But anyway, but you get what you deserve. That's not the issue. The issue is I want more than I deserve. Okay, so now. Whatever I deserve, I deserve. Now, you hear? There's two ways of getting lahatzi b'movis naf shomu l'chayu sambarov, like the posuk we quoted, and there's many psukim like that. One is yirei Hashem, ein Hashem el yireof. If a person strengthens his yiras Hashem, if he does tshuva, if he becomes a greater person, the greater he becomes, the more he deserves. The less interference in his life he deserves, and the more benefit he deserves. That's one surefire method. We're working here trying to establish an alternative method. an alternative method that Chazal say ad kedei kach based on the posuk of Rabbi Machoivim Larosho v'habiteach b'Hashem chesed yisoy v'venu? Zok the medrash afilu rosho b'iteach b'Hashem chesed yisoy v'venu. And don't tell me the Chovas HaLevavos doesn't agree with that, because the Chovas HaLevavos is only talking about a murid, not about a person who's stam rosho. But that's besides the point. Let's not get into that argument right now. But the Goyin says it clear, and the Chofetz Chaim brings the Goyin, and HaBeiteach B'Hashem brings the Medrash, Rabbi Machoy Melorosh, HaFilo Rosh HaBeiteach B'Hashem, we're looking for an alternative. We're trying to do the best we can. We're trying to be the best we can. We're trying to have the ultimate Yerushalayim. We're trying to be medaktik in mitzvahs. We're trying to do tshuva. We're trying to do everything we learn every day, and we daven, and we do everything we're supposed to do as much as we can, and when we didn't yesterday do everything we're supposed to do, today we're going to do better. But what I want, the needs more. That's not enough to deserve the things. I'm very greedy, and I want more, and I want more, and I want more. And I can't seem to get it only based on my desserts. So we have to use another method, and that's the method of bitochen. Now, before you came in here, so whatever you deserve, you would get. Whatever level of bitochen you had, you had. Now, when you walk out of here, if you heard a speech, then you probably will have just as much as you had before you came in. Maybe less, I don't know. Hope not less. But if you take it and internalize it, you work on it. You think about it. Bispilus. Vani bechastichobotachti. That's, you know, anyway. That's it. Again and again. Again, focus, again, focus. Picture, focus, see. I think of the times the Goyin says one way to get bitochen. The Goyin says in Mishle, he says what we say in Nishmas, he says, Adheina azrunu rachamecho, v'loy azavunu chasodecho, v'al techeinu Hashem elokeinu lanetzach. So the Goyin learns, I don't know how it fits into the words exactly, but the Goyin says, Adheina azrunu was only rachamecho. It wasn't because I deserved it. V'loy azavunu was only chasodecho, not because I deserved it. Then he says, Lochein anachnu betuchim, why? Because if yesterday what I got was because I deserved it, maybe today I don't deserve it. But I know until now everything was chesed or rachamim, because all that you gave me yesterday, I didn't deserve any of that stuff. Or I didn't deserve so much of that stuff, I deserve hardly any of that stuff. And I know everything was chesed or rachamim. Hashem's chesed and rachamim doesn't change. We change, but not his chesed or rachamim. So the more I focus that until now was chesed or rachamim, the more I could be confident in the future. And this is it's an avoidus ha-bitochen, it's every single day, and it's learning Chovas HaLevavos, it's learning all the sifrei bitochen, it's reading some books that we brought along here, we're going to have available who anyone wants, not purchasing, just if you want to go to the roll free of charge. It's all these things. You got to work on it. Okay, but let me just mention one more thing.
It was mentioned that this thing, this special thing, Hashem only does to someone who has
bitachon. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. It's not a whole new. It's as old as the Torah itself. Okay. But the Goyin writes in Mishle, Iker nesinas ha-Torah le-Yisroel kedei she-yiftachu b'Hashem. Imagine that. The ik of the nesinas ha-Torah was for bitachon. Bitachon b'Hashem is that Reb Meir Simcha writes in the Nefesh in the Meshech Chochma, that where do you learn bitochen from as a chi of deraisa? From the Pasuk Uboy Sid book. Dveikus Bashem, that's what it is. It's Dveikus Bashem in this world. This is what we have to work on. Anyway, but the truth is we have to work on the Emunah too. Why? Poshet. Mesh Rabbeinu. Did you figure out how much? 29 minus 40. Are you too busy worrying about the other stuff? Okay, whatever it is. You know, you can figure it out. Any higher mathematicians over here? Bekitzur, like this. So many years ago, Moshe Rabbeinu stands in front of the whole Klal Yisrael. He's about to pass on, and they're about to go into Eretz Yisrael. And he reviews for them all of the glorious history of Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf. And he tells you, remember what you saw at Har Sinai, and don't forget what you saw, and the Mon, and the whole Midbar, the whole experience. And in Mitten, he says, V'yodato Hayoim, you know this day, it's knowledge, Yedia, they lived it. They ate mon for breakfast. And return it to your heart. The Targum says, Ki Hashem hu elokim. Return it again. How many times? Again and again. Understand. The Dur Deo, that ate mon for breakfast, that lived on the Anan Yaakovid, and the Amud Eish at night, that the elders amongst them stood by Har Sinai, went through the Yamsuf. If not, it was their parents. This generation, v'yodato hayoim, Nizva hashevo yisrael levovecho. They have to return it? Who could lose it? There it says, emuna is an ongoing avoida. I like to compare it to a Rav in Brooklyn, right? When it was a younger man in Koilili, once told me that he leaves his Rosh Hashiva's picture on his desk like this, and when he wants to battle or talk Lashon Hara, he puts the picture like this, face down. So we do that to the Rebbeinu Shalelem. The emuna has to also be constantly reinforced, revisited, re-deepened, returned, because it's slippery. Every day we say Emes v'yatzi v'nochi v'kayom v'yosho. Every day, Emes shatu Hashem elikenu oleinu Emes. We have to. It's an avodah. But these two things together, if one strengthens that emuna, and the emuna in Hakadosh Baruch Hu and in Maimon Har Sinai, and therefore all the divrei Torah Shebaal Peh, the divrei Chazal, and all of the Mamori Chazal that tell us about the power of bitochen. And one strengthens his bitochon in that avodah, in the focus on this, the results can be phenomenal. Phenomenal is not the word. The results can be matshayich. I want to tell you just one little story, and then maybe we'll have some debate here, because I think some people are maybe have some alternative ideas here. I just came back from Toronto, and I gave a session there for Machanchim. One Rebbe came up to me, who looked like a very fine person. He says, and I spoke a little bit about tefillah and this, so he said, I want to tell you a story. He says, one of my kids, must have been like a seventh grader or something, sixth, seventh grade, he says, yes, Rebbe, is it true that tefillah helps? He says, yeah. Is it true? You can ask for anything you want? Yeah, you just make sure you're asking for good things, he says to him. Okay. He says, and Hashem really listens? Yeah. And He really delivers? Yeah. Okay. Can I ask? I want to go to Eretz Yisrael. My family is too poor. We never went to Eretz Yisrael. Can I ask Hashem to go to Eretz Yisrael? Yeah, good idea. Yeah, fine. Okay. Kid comes back a few days later, I didn't get it clear. He says, Rebbe, you know what happened? My mother just told me that for my bar mitzvah, they're taking me to Eretz Yisrael. And the Rebbe was elated. And the kid says to the Rebbe, why are you so surprised? Mm-hmm. It's a reality, Rabbi Yisrael. You shouldn't be surprised. It's not a joke. It's real. And if you wish, I don't know if we have the time, we could talk stories. That's the chassidish part of this discussion. We could talk stories all night long of the koyach of the Midas HaBitochen. But I think this could serve maybe as just an introduction to the sugya. Something that's really, and I guess I would just add one closing remark before opening the floor. The Arachayim HaKodesh in Parshas B'Shalach, on the Posuk where Moshe Rabbeinu, where Paro is coming, pursuing them, the Yamsuf was over here, and there were wild animals on both sides, and Moshe Rabbeinu is crying out to Hashem, they're complaining and what's going to be, and we're finished, and why did you take us out of Mitzrayim? And Moshe, and Hashem says to Moshe, Yom Hashem on Moshe, Matitzak Eli, Daber El Bnei Yisrael V'Yisohu, Frek the Or HaChayim HaKodesh, Matitzak Eli, to whom would you suggest that I cry out to? I said, Matitzak Eli. This is the only address. So the Or HaChayim says like this, he says, there was a kitrig. Yes, because of the Avodah Zarah, maybe even Zmazber a little bit, the Avodah Zarah, Mitzrayim, whatever, that their tefillahs couldn't be accepted at this time. Through tefillah, they could not get the Yeshua from Paroi at this moment when the matzav in the closed matzav that they were. Paroi here, the wild animals here, and the Yamsuf here. Davar Abnei Yisrael Yisoh, if they will be mechazik their emuna and their bitochon. And they'll go into the Yamsuf not only speaking, singing the song of Bitochen, talking the talk of Emuna, but walking the walk, mamish, right into the Yamsuf. Ah, that can do what tefillah. Lo yeis tefillah now. It's not a time, tefillah's not going to help, he tells him. Ma titzak elai. The koyach of Bitochen is me'al u me'aver, the koyach of tefillah. when tefillah cannot be effective for whatever the reason may be, and tefillah is very effective, and Chazal say tefillah is a machzah, and there's never a time where tefillah doesn't accomplish something, but if it can't accomplish the whole thing, even b'shasa kitrug, bitochen can go beyond that. And you don't have to be a tzaddik to be zeicher to the power of bitochen afilu roshu b'teach b'ashem chesed sevenu. So it's a tremendous koyach, and it can make a whole different impact on our lives. And that's my story. No, that's not my story. If you want to hear stories, then stick around. Anyway, that's the anyone who finds this message offensive. There are many that do. Ooh, 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 ooh. Oh yeah, there are many that do. No, nobody. Okay.
What's the simple translation of bitachon?
So Rashi in Chumash, when it says lovetat, says shaloi tidagu. It's the absence of daiga. It's sureness. Everything is sure. So I'm sure. I'm batuach. It's like a promise. You know, the goyin says. I mean, it's not so clear. The goyin says tev lachzis l'Hashem mitach olam. He says chisoyin is trust without a promise. Bitochen is trust with a promise. There's like a havtocha. There's a promise. So he says it's better to trust Hashem without any promise than to trust man with a promise, because Hashem is more reliable even without any promises. But so it has many meanings. But it's promise, it's sureness, and it's the absence of worry.
Doesn't have to be that I want to get out of bed.
I imagine there's different madrigas there, but it does say, I say it with Soinai Kil Soinecho Kedei Shayase.
If it's
saying in Ovis to do it,
look, you're right. I mean, no. Ritsoinai Kil Soinecho is not such a simple thing. But that wasn't my point. I'm not saying it's simple, but I'm just saying you see from there. How about Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to do it?
No, he's saying maybe it doesn't mean the Shema altogether. It just means, listen, I know you don't care about Hashem, but go to Minyan as if you care.
No, I think it is. No, it does. No, he's right, it does, but that's not my point. My point is just one. You see, how Kodesh Baruch Hu cares about with certain clicker and certain. That's all. Yes. Yes. What's that?
Majority of speeches that people give are always saying, and we hear small stories about people that had a tochen and mamash nisim happened and they saw their tefillahs answered. But the majority of us are davening for things for many years and we don't see the answer to our tefillahs. My question is that when what happens next? Everyone says, okay, you should have a tochen that the situation that you're in is exactly where Hashem wants you to be, right?
No.
Am I wrong?
You're not wrong, you're not right.
So could
you misquoted me.
No, nothing to do with you.
No, but it does have to do with me.
So could you elaborate?
I would be very happy to elaborate. I did not do a good job. And I apologize, okay? Again, tefillah is what we're used to. Tefillah has limitation. Tefillah always accomplishes something. Tefillah is a machzah. There's never a tefillah that's turned away empty-handed. The Peleoyetz writes that even if Hashem can't grant a tefillah, and He can't grant it to our family, to our relatives, to our children, to our this, He'll grant it to somebody else, but it's accomplishing something. And if not, He's holding it and it's going for the right time. You know, I don't like when the speakers say, sometimes Hashem answers tefillah. Sometimes the answer is no. No. The answer is never no. Tefillah is a machzah. It could be not now. It could be not exactly the way you want. Or it could be, listen, tefillah is avodah shebelev. A very simple example. Yeah, I got a deal coming up tomorrow. I'm mamish Rebbeinu Shel, make this deal work. This is the biggest deal I ever dealt with in my life. He knows, what do I really want? Do I want that deal even though I know that's going to put me out of business, that deal? I don't mean retirement. I mean bankruptcy. It's going to ruin me. He knows in my heart I want money. So He gives you what you want in your heart rather than what you foolishly said with your lips. Okay? So tefillah is super powerful. But bitochen is beyond the confines of tefillah. When tefillah can't work, when you're not allowed to be mispal, when there's a kiturig and the tefillah can't work, there's another koyach. And that is, I just know you're not going to let me down. I just know it's something in my bones. I feel it. I just, something from within, just, I know your chesed. I know your chesed. And I know you know how much this means to me. And I know you know how embarrassed I'll be. And I know you know how much I care about it. And you know how impatient I am. And I can't wait anymore. And you know, and you know, and you know, and you know. And I just, I, oh yeah. It's different from tefillah.
He's giving you something new to try for the next 15 years.
Wait a second, listen, wait. You want to see the hero of this concept? It's this gentleman sitting over here. You hear? When he and his twin brother were 3 years old, yeah. His parents had to go to some I don't remember what, a wedding, a simcha, some I don't know what it was. And he and his twin brother come outside and they jump on the hood of the car as we're leaving. And they look with those eyes that say, we just know you're not going to leave us. They had the good babysitter. We just know you're not going to leave us. The eyes said it. There was a feeling. There was no rational basis for Haraya. We left them. But it was just an emotional feeling. And that's what it is. It's an intellectual understanding which I work on to internalize, to become an emotional feeling. I just feel it. I just sense it. And to whatever degree I truly have that feeling, it's that degree. So, one second, what?
What's an ingredient?
Before I do that, I neglected to mention something very important. Okay? I'll talk a little more about how in a minute. But I always have to tell the story of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter because it's very important that we shouldn't fool ourselves. The famous story of Rabbi Yisrael where somebody came, they needed 10,000, whatever the currency, and he said, buy a lottery ticket and have bitochen that you're going to win and you'll win and that's all. And they go, and a month, two, three goes by, don't win, bitochen, have bitochen, 100% bitochen, bochen, don't win, what's going on over here? Come back to Rabbi Yisrael with a taina. He says, do you still have bitochen, 100% that you're going to win? Absolutely. The 10,000 ruble, yeah, win. Okay, will you sell me the ticket for 5,000? Absolutely. Who are you fooling? It's not a joke. It has to be for real. It has to be for real. It can't be... It can't be lip service. It can't be a joke. It can't be a song. The Chazon Ish writes, calls it singing Shiras HaBitochen. He says, a man has a successful business and he's singing Shiras HaBitochen. Bitochen Hashem's chesed and this and this. All of a sudden, the competitor moves in across the street and he's oisman. He lost his mind. He doesn't know what to do. He's panicking. He's having a nervous breakdown. Where's your bitochen? It was just a song. It wasn't real. It has to be real. How do you get it? Okay, so one thing is for sure. It requires focus. It requires attention. It requires a kinyan. It requires musar b'hispailus. It requires review constantly. It requires actions that lead us to strengthen as we go through. It requires restraining from overhishtadlus, because overhishtadlus states that I don't have bitochen.
What kind of pictures do I need to have in order for me to be able to have that emotional picture?
Well, so
also, it sounds like nothing's changing for the next 6 months. It's a little depressing.
I missed the joke.
No, he's saying that you need all these things. I'm afraid.
Yesh koinoi lomoi bishoa acha. Stay up tonight the whole night and work on it, and you'll see nisim v'niflois tomorrow.
Someone have to have an awareness of certain ideas?
Yes. What are the ideas? Okay. Thank you very much. I have my team over here correcting me and reminding me and keeping me in the right path. Okay. So once again, yeah, so number one, Rabbi Isai, yeah? No, this is a very, very, very important point. Number one, yeah. We need to focus on the Chesed Hashem. We need to focus on the Chesed Hashem. If we don't know, if we don't see Hashem's Chesed in everything in life, then we're not going to be able to have bitochen. We need to focus on Ashkocha Protis. The Ramban says that from the Nisim Gluyim of Mitzrayim, we come to recognize the Nisim Nistorim Shemi Shalom Amin Bohem Ein Lo Chelak B'Teiras Moshe. That's mamish the essence of kol hashgacha pratis. Hashem is involved in every minute detail of our existence. He cares enough to be involved in the slightest, in the smallest, in the seemingly most insignificant aspect of our existence. And I see that. And look at examples and find examples and see in the past how he took care of this and how he did this and how he did that. And when we see these things, it gives us that strength. I see it's done. He did it yesterday. He did it before. He does it every day. The brachas that we make, brachas hashachar, just appreciate the hashgachas Hashem and all the brachas of life and every bodily function that He gives us the capability to do, and He gives it to the whole world, and not only to the tzaddikim. It's not only the tzaddikim that get up in the morning and have the neshama return to them. It's not only the tzaddikim that sit up on the bed could say matir asuri. Maybe only the tzaddikim say it. It's not only the tzaddikim that could get a stand up and say zeikif kipufim. It's not only the tzaddikim that have shoes to wear and shosli called sorchi and meichim mitzadei gover and nisin layoif koyach. He gives it indiscriminately. You don't have to earn it. You don't have to deserve it. It's almost a birthright, the Chesed Hashem. It's the purpose of creation. The more we focus on that. And then Hashem's rachamim. And then Hashem's rachamim. Oh, he has such rachamim. He feels our pain. He feels our pain to such an extent. And He knows how I feel. And he knows how embarrassed I'll be. Elokai b'cho b'tachti alevoisho. Al yalzu oivayli. Let not my enemies rejoice. These Balbi Tochen Gibakuk, you know, nothing happens to him in his life. It's constant and realizing that Hashem cares about everything else. And it's focusing on this, the reality of Bitochen. And I'll give you a simple trick. Yeah, that's what you really want. You really want a trick. Okay? Yeah, a simple trick. Since Kivui, listen to this one. This is a Chiddush. Since kivui and tzipui and yichul and chikui,
they have a little translation of
what? Okay, I can't translate the difference. They're all hope. Tzipui means awaiting. Yichul means waiting. Chikui means waiting. Kivui means hoping. I don't know. They're all the same family. That's what he says. Rav Avraham Ben Aram says it's four the shoyness of kivui. That's all different levels of hope. And then the fine dikdukim, I don't know. Anyway, but we say in all the psukim, we say these different words. Anyway. So listen to this trick. Yes, here's a trick. Since that kivui and tzipui and yichul and chikui is an entitlement to get something, maybe we could make bitochen into a rational experience as well. Why? Because I refuse to give up hope. I refuse. That I can handle. I can't be sure I'm going to get it, but I can refuse to give up hope. Afilu cherev chodom unachal tzavor shel odom. I refuse to give up hope. If I refuse to give up hope, I now have earned a schus to be able to be answered. A schus beyond the koyach of tefillah. So now there is a rational schus why I should get what I want just because I deserve it by refusing to give up hope. So I don't have to reach that emotional bitochon to get it. I can reach the bitochon through the fact that I refuse to give up hope. I have now become entitled to more than I really deserved beforehand.
Yeah, but then I could do just say Omine Eshmer Rabbah with Kavana one.
No, but that Omine Eshmer Rabbah is another schus, but you don't know what it entitles to you. Kivui entitles you that this will not be disappointed. The kibbutz will not be disappointed. All right, Rabbi. So anyway, listen. We're keeping people here too long.
Wait.
We can talk about this later. Anything else, Rabbi? Say, because the hour is late. I really don't want to keep you. What? Wait. What? You start in the back. You go ahead. Yes.
One of the
Ian's field. Yeah.
So Taisu says that
Ian's field
is that you
betuach, yes. So the pshat over there in Rashi, if you look at Rashi, Taisu is also, but Rashi is even clearer. Betuach b'tfilos means like this. Betuach b'tfilos means, oy, ich hab azei gut gedavint, der Rebbeinu shalele muzmer entferen. Speak Yiddish? Lakewood is supposed to speak Yiddish. I davened so well, Hashem has to answer me. That's Ian's field. That's not, I'm relying on the Chesed Hashem. In fact, if you want to know the difference between relying on the Chesed Hashem and relying on the act itself, I'll tell you the following. Here, my shver told me that the Briska Rov told him that every Rosh Chodesh, when he gave out the Chalukah to the Koilel, He never knew where the next money was coming from. He says, and if ever he thought of a gvir to get it from, it never worked out. So I told my shrei, I said, L'chaira, the Rebbeinu Shalom is protecting him from a tremendous nesoyim. He's a big Baal Bitochen. The Brisker Rav worked on Bitochen as if he was a Baal Musa. Yeah? He says, why? Because it's shteit al tiftuch bin adivim. Zok the Meiri, al tiftuch bin adivim, avu b'chassidim u b'chachomim muta liftoyach, shehen yadricho oysoy b'darke bitochen b'ashem. So what's the pshat? Does it mean that the Chochem is a Baal Dover? The Chochem has a koyach, no. He's only a shliach. So why can't I rely on the Nodiv as a shliach? The Teretz is, the line is very blurred. If I look at the Nodiv as a shliach, then I start to think of him as a meshaleach, as a baldovor. So I have to be careful. The Chochem you could look at as a shliach. You know why? Because Heim Yadricho, so the Chochem will say, Derebish Devetai Chelfin. Heim Yadricho Yisur Bedarke Bitochem Hashem. But the Nodiv, although he could be a shliach, but come to my house tonight, 9 o'clock, I'll take care of you. That doesn't say the Rebbeinu Shalom. That says, I'll take care of you. So it's a dangerous, it's a very thin line. Iyun Tefillah is that line, where instead of relying on the Chesed Hashem, I'm relying on the effect of my Tefillah because I davened well. And that's the Pshat of the Iyun Tefillah. Okay, the Rabbi said, thank you very much for your time and your...